Chapter 12. A New Robotic Body. Andrew's operation to change his body was almost a complete reconstruction. It took several months before Andrew got used to his new body. At first, he hesitated before doing even simple actions. His speech was very slow and difficult. Paul was very worried. "They've damaged you, Andrew," he said. "We'll have to sue US Robotics."
"You must not," said Andrew very slowly. "You will never be able to
prove anything," said Paul, trying to help.
"Prove anything," repeated Andrew. "Besides, I am getting stronger all the time. It is the
Tremble? Asked Paul.
"Trauma," said Andrew. "After all, there has never been such an operation before."
Andrew knew he was improving, and he spent hours in front of the mirror practicing his movements. He was pleased with his human appearance, but something was missing. His face still didn't have the variety of human expressions, and his movements weren't smooth enough. But perhaps that would improve with time. At least he didn't look strange in clothes anymore. Eventually, Andrew said,
"I will go back to work soon."
"That means you're well," Paul said, laughing. "What are you going to do now, Andrew? Will you write another book?"
"No,"
replied Andrew seriously.
"I will be living for a very long time, and I will have time to do many things. At first I was an artist, and then I became an author. Now I would like to be a robobiologist."
"A robobiologist? What's that?" asked Paul.
"A robobiologist studies organic robots or androids. I am the only organic robot, and I will be the only robobiologist. It is a new science."
"But if you're the only organic robot, you'll have to study yourself," said Paul. Andrew nodded.
"That is correct, Paul," he said.
Andrew had to start from the beginning because he knew nothing about robobiology or about biology or science. He spent hours in the library. Only a few people knew he was a robot, and they didn't disturb him. He built a laboratory next to his house and bought new books for his library at home. 40 years passed, and Paul grew old. His deteriorating eyes were replaced with artificial ones. In that way, he and Andrew had become more alike.
"I hear US Robotics are making a completely new kind of robot now," Paul told Andrew one day. "They are determined to make sure that no other robot causes the problems that you have. Over the years, their robots have become more and more like machines."
"What new changes have they made?" Andrew asked.
"They have completely separated the brain from the body. They are now making central computers, gigantic electronic brains to control their robots," explained Paul. "Each computer controls up to 1,000 robots. The robots themselves have no brains at all, and all because of you, Andrew."
"In the end, they will probably produce one enormous brain controlling several billion robotic bodies," Andrew said.
"I think you're right," said Paul. "But I don't think it will happen for a century at least, and I won't live to see it. In fact, I may not live to see next year."
"Paul," said Andrew, worried, "do not talk about dying. I do not like it."
Paul put his hand on Andrew's shoulder.
"We humans can't live forever, Andrew. We're not like you," he said. "There's something I want you to know. I'm the last member of the Martin family, and I haven't got any children. When I die, there will be no more Martins, except you. I want to leave all my money to you."
It was difficult for Andrew to reply. Throughout all his time with the Martin family, he had never been able to get used to their deaths. Sir had died over 60 years ago, and little Miss had died over 40 years ago. Then there had been George, who had been dead for almost 20 years now.
"You do not need to leave me anything," Andrew said sadly.
"Let's not argue about it," Paul said. "That's the way it's going to be. What are you working on now?"
"I am designing a way to allow androids, like myself, to get energy from food and oxygen," said Andrew. "The artificial body parts I am designing will be very similar to those of human beings."
Paul was surprised.
"So androids will breathe and eat like humans?" he asked.
"Yes,"
replied Andrew.
"But why are you doing this, Andrew?" Paul asked, perplexed. "The body you've got now is much better, and it lasts much longer."
"Yes, in some ways my body is better," replied Andrew. "But it is robotic. It is not human."
Paul didn't have an answer to that. Andrew intended to use the new parts on himself so that he could breathe and eat, but he decided to wait until Paul had died before he did anything else to his body. Andrew didn't want to make Paul's last years problematic or worrying, and he knew that Paul would be against him changing himself again. He didn't have to wait long. A few months later, Paul died, the last of 4 generations of the Martin family. With all the Martin family gone, Andrew now felt alone in the world. He was therefore more determined than ever to continue on the path he had chosen.